888-789-5633.
It's a going away party for Rahm Emanuel, thank goodness. He's moving on to Chicago, or at least he hopes he is, as he leaves the White House. We've been talking about this all along. Who's the guy who's going to replace him? We'll talk about it in a second. In the meantime, John Boehner, the congressman from Ohio, says, look, this vote to adjourn, because everybody left the Capitol, is a vote to raise taxes. So what does he mean by that? Well, Congress adjourned without the Bush tax cuts. They didn't do anything on it because it's too much of a hot potato for those that are trying to get elected. So they don't do anything with it. They just move on, which means you and I might be paying higher taxes. Woohoo! Not really. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Coming up in our next segment, of course, we've got Nail the Score. That's something to celebrate. And it's our fourth week in the NFL. Maybe you'll be bragging about winning Nail the Score. Keep this number handy because you're going to want to get in line. A lot of times the phones get jammed. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'll tell you again here at the top. If you send me an email within the hour, once we reveal the game, that counts too. That's cool. A lot of people do it. Dave in Vermont, shout out to you. He always does it. And then Izzy's done it, and a whole slew of other people have gone through that way, and they were able to get to us and give us a numerical guess. And that counts as long as you get it in. Want some good news at the top before we dive into all of this? I'm going to give you some good news. If you're a person who likes to mail letters, you know, that old-fashioned thing where you actually send somebody a letter or a thank you note or whatever, the stamps aren't going up. The U.S. Postal Service, which is close to going broke, is not going to raise the price of a stamp. The Postal Service was denied the price hike plea that they wanted because they thought this would help. It does mean, however, probably, I think in the near future, that Saturday mail, when you're waiting for whatever in the mail, you're not going to get it. There's not going to be Saturday delivery. It's been talked about. It's not official. But I'm thinking that's the direction the Postal Service is probably going in, let's say. All right, let's start with Robert Gibbs, who now there's also a rumor that Gibbs may leave after the midterm elections. I mean, that's kind of the water cooler buzz. We say this show is about water cooler buzz. That's kind of the water cooler buzz around the Beltway, that this is going to be it for him. But, you know, hard to tell whether that's true or not and who might step in if Gibbs leaves. And if he leaves, why would he, you know, what is it that's pushing him out the door? I think he's been, really, to me, a blunder for the Obama White House. But he did help the president get elected. And he spent all that time with him with the emails and the email campaigns and all that stuff. So I find it hard to believe that he's really being blown out. There's got to be something else up his sleeve. Maybe he's leaving to help Axelrod on the reelection campaign, or maybe there's something else completely different that we don't know that's in the wind. But I find it hard to believe he's leaving getting booted from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but, you know, stranger things have happened. So who replaces Rahm Emanuel? Who's the guy that's going to step in for him? Well, the guy that probably is going to get the gig is Pete Rouse. That's the name that keeps popping up over and over and over again. Who is Pete Rouse? He's a senior advisor and a former chief of staff in the Senate. And he's not the personality kind of guy that Rahm Emanuel is, who just says whatever and speaks out. He's definitely not aggressive. He's more the kind of guy that lays in the weeds, and that's probably what they need. So with Emanuel having his party to leave, Rouse will probably replace him at least on an interim basis until they get a new chief of staff. And we'll see who that person is. There have been rumors about that, too. Why do you care about chief of staff? Because the chief of staff has a heavy hand in what goes on with the prez, and it's our president. So you care about the strategically placed people around the guy who's in the White House. I mean, that person is virtually involved in a lot of the steps and a lot of the big steps that are made. This is the person the president relies on, let's put it that way. And a lot of people on the Hill like Rouse, even some Republicans do, for what that means. Here's what Gibbs said about it today.
Pete has been with Senator-elect, Senator, President-elect, and now President Obama. There is a complete loyalty and trust with somebody like Pete.
All right, and that's what it's about. It's about the trust thing, so he's probably for sure going to be the guy. All right, this cropped up during the day, and this is a big one. Christine O'Donnell, anything about her, they're going to find it out. You know, they're going to find out whatever it is. If she was, if she ate raw eggs to get in shape, or if she had some kind of disease or did whatever, they're going to uncover it. When I say they, people running against her, the Democratic machine, which is what the Republicans do too, hiring people to dig up whatever they can. So a nonprofit evangelical group founded and run by O'Donnell is at risk of losing its tax-exempt status for failing to file the required federal tax forms. The IRS has a bunch of documents that they're reviewing, and her group is on the list of thousands of small organizations threatened to be have the revocation of the nonprofit status because they haven't filed returns for the past 3 years. And an attorney who represents her says the oversight is common with small charities with few resources and not a big staff. And he says it's not a big deal. Everyone's scurrying around. There are thousands of nonprofits doing it, and we're taking care of it. We're fixing whatever this error is that's commonplace, but it made big headlines that she was, you know, ditch taxes or whatever. Because there is a law that requires nonprofits that have receipts of less than $25,000 to file tax returns, and that started maybe 3 years ago or so. If you had less than it before, you didn't have to file them. So now charities have to do that, or they lose their tax-exempt status. And I guess they didn't file in one of the years, like 2006 or whatever it was. Hey, coming up next, don't forget, Nail the Score. I can already see people trying to buzz in. Not really, but I know you're out there, so I have the infrared glasses, but they're kind of on the fritz. I've seen all kinds of strange things. Before we get to that, I don't know if you were a cartoon fan when you were a kid or not, or maybe you're a cartoon fan now, but one of my favorites was this cartoon. See if you can pick up what it was. Here's the theme for it. Happy birthday to the Flintstones. 50th anniversary. You gotta love that. Coming up next, Nail the Score.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Fly me to the moon, let me play your music. Let me see what's
right. It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Donovan Madsen is up to the challenge. Donovan, he pulled out the computer, let her fly. Wow, and look at what game was chosen. Imagine that. The Washington Redskins in Philadelphia. It's Donovan McNabb going back to the city of brotherly love, wearing a different uniform, and Michael Vick from Philly, who is the quarterback now for that team. Philly is 2-1 on the season, Washington 1-2. They've looked terrible, really, all season, Washington. And in looking at this game, there's so many factors. Hey, look, it's in Philly. Vick now with something to prove, which he's had something to prove, and he's doing great in the games. I mean, a lot of other teams were looking at him. He's a guy who certainly has the arm, and, you know, I had somebody on the show that was talking about how hot it was in Los Angeles, a pal of mine, Annie Zadarovich, who was quick to trash Vic and say that the Eagles were going to implode, but I don't think so. So I'm thinking that this is going to be really rough for McNabb and the Redskins. I'm going to say that in fact that the final score is going to be 27-14. And, you know, it might be a little bit higher on the Eagles side, and it's going to be Eagles. Too much with the home crowd, with the whole anticipation of this whole thing. Not that I think McNabb will completely unravel, but I don't think so. Vic, when he got the chance, when Kolb went down, really was incredible when he nearly rallied the Eagles from a 17-point deficit in that loss to Green Bay in the opener. And sure, you know, Detroit was kind of a layup game because Detroit's not that good, but he was incredible. They nailed Detroit to the wall. And then the other route against Jacksonville. So I'm looking for the Eagles to just not turn the ball over, see Michael Vick air it out a couple of times, and I think that the Eagles win this. Let's see what you think, though. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Our first victim, caller, is Deb in Kentucky. Hey, Deb.
Hi, Kate. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing good. You sound happy. That means you're leaving work.
Yes, I'm leaving work, and I'm being moved in a couple of weeks, so that might be a really good thing for me.
Well,
I've had a pretty good day. I'm being moved to a different location at the plant.
Oh, so that's nice. Good.
Yeah, well, it's a possibility of being hired in full-time as opposed to being temporary help.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping for the best.
All right, we got our fingers crossed for you. What do you think happens here?
Well, I think Philly, because I got to go with Pennsylvania. That's where I'm originally from.
Right.
So we got to go Philly 27. I'm going to go 17. I liked yours, too, but I'm going to go 17.
All right, 27-17, so two
yeah.
for Philly. All right, Deb, you are locked and loaded.
Have a good weekend, girl.
Hey, you too. Clarence, also from the Bluegrass State. Clarence in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence. What's going on?
Well, how about those Cowboys?
Yeah, they came back the way they had to against Houston. Are you kidding me? That was a big bounce-back win for them, especially with the bye week.
Before I give you my pick, remember this day that Clarence told you Dallas will make the playoffs.
Oh, Clarence, yeah. You are drinking the Kool-Aid.
A little bit.
That's good. All right, you think they're going to make the playoffs. Okay, there's a lot of people that think the Cowboys will make the playoffs still. It's early in the season. Yeah.
Okay. I like Philly 27-20.
Ooh, a lot of people are picking 27. All right, 27-20. All right, so we also have you in the books, duly noted, as they say. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, move from Clarence, who's sold on the Cowboys, to Dan in Texas. Oh, he's a Cowboy lover, too. Hey, Dan.
Darling, you know that's not true. You said you was seeing things. Can I have some?
We have some brownies we want to offer you.
Hey, I love your laugh. It's such a lusty laugh. You must be a sexy woman.
Thank you.
Okay, darling, my pick is 27-21. A friend of mine that has a talk show had that number hairball back, and I believe in being consistent.
27-21, Philly?
Yes.
Everybody's picking Philly. All right, Dan, you're going to have to watch that Philly game now. I'm sure you're going to love that.
I'll be there.
All right, Dan, we'll talk at you again. Thanks. Let's move on to Rick in Illinois. Rick, you have the floor. Hello.
Go Bears. 3-0.
I know. This is a big week for the Bears. Yes.
Yes. Okay, I got Philadelphia 24, Washington 13.
Ooh, so you know everybody has picked Philly so far. No one's thinking the Skins are have a chance of winning this thing.
I don't think they can catch Michael Vick once he starts running around out there.
I don't either. I think it just even has the potential for a bigger blowout. Who knows? But I agree.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too.
All right.
The Bears. The Bears is a good, that's another good game on the board, I think, because of all the games I mentioned, a bunch of the games, besides the Eagles game, which the computer picked, and of course I'm an Eagles fan, I make no secret of that, but the Chicago game is in the Meadowlands, and it's the Sunday night game. I always like the Sunday night game, and he's right, the Bears at 3-0, and Cutler is, Jay Cutler's, he's the guy, he's on fire. 870 yards in the first three, 60 of 91, And, wow, if the Bears win this 4-0, that's some serious, serious pad, which the Giants to me don't offer much. I don't doubt that the Bears could come in there and beat them. Ooh, the fans will turn on those blue men faster than you can shake a stick at a snake. Let's go to Jose in Kentucky. Hello, Jose.
Hello.
Hello. I guess you sound like you're in a good mood. You're probably on your way home, too.
Yes, we just got off the work.
Good. What do you think? Do you like Philly in this one, or are you going on the other side?
What's your prediction?
I said I thought that Philly would win 27-14.
27-14. I'm going to go the way around then.
You're saying the Redskins 27-14?
Yeah.
You smart, Alec. So you like the Skins by the opposite. I'll tell you what, there'll be some really upset fans if that happens. Well, you know what, it's Jose, thanks. It's interesting because for McNabb, he feels like he was jilted by Philadelphia, so this is a kind of a revenge game for him. I mean, he still has friends, family, he still lives in Philly. Still has a house. He and his wife still have a house there. So there's some revenge to this, and maybe he'll get fired up. Who knows? But I just think that the Redskins don't have enough of a team around him. Thanks, Jose.
Hey,
all right.
Thank you.
We're up against it. Remember to take some more calls. Josh and Brian, hang on. We've got some coming in through AmericaTonight.net. The number is 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you just tuned into America Tonight, our game of the week for Nail the Score is the Washington Philly game. So that's the late afternoon kick. On the East Coast, it would be 4:15, and it has all kinds of themes running through it. Oh, are the Eagles idiots for trading McNabb to somebody in their division? Is McNabb just going to wilt in the Eagles stadium at the Link in front of the people that he played for so long, which is doubtful. I don't think he's going to wilt, but I think that the Eagles ride herd over him absolutely. So it'll be October 3rd. Do you believe it? We're already into October 1st, and this is our fourth Nail the Score. Fourth one of the season. I'm hoping somebody really does it this time around. Good luck to everybody who already guessed. We'll take some more. 800-259-5791. We're kicking the can down the road.
Coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, week four in the NFL, and the game that was chosen by our computer in the mothership in Minneapolis is the Washington Redskins marching into Philadelphia. Big matchup because of Donovan McNabb having played for Philadelphia for so long, now playing for a division rival. Plus, the Redskins really have their backs against the wall. I mean, hey, it's early in the season, but when you don't win enough, then that means that's that many more games you can't lose. There's not a lot of pad, depending on how everybody else does in your division, which is the NFC East. So Philadelphia is 2-1. I think they go to 3-1 after this one. It's a layup, unless something happens to Vic or some crazy unforeseen thing happens. But the people in Philadelphia would be near rioting if that was the case, because that all the chatter is about McNabb and how he couldn't win the big one and threw up on the field when he had the chance to get it done when he was with T.O. and they didn't do it. And how many times was there a woulda, coulda, shoulda moment in McNabb's career with Philly? So I thought it was going to be kind of one of those deals where how much do you love me now things when he went to the Redskins. Not that I was ever completely sold on McNabb being the guy that was going to win the Super Bowl, but he had some incredible games. The problem is that one game he looks like Hercules, and the next game he doesn't cut it at all, and he's throwing crazy, stupid interceptions and making bonehead plays. All right, I sound like a fan, don't I? Let's go to, let's see, Brian in Missouri. Brian, it's your shot at nailing the score. What do you think?
I give it to Philadelphia, 35-21. I think it's going to be Michael Vick all the way.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, like you said, you even gave him credit for more points, 35. That's not impossible. That's a really good guess, 35-21 Philly. Yeah, this is his moment, and he's taken it as far as he can after everything that happened, the jail time, all that, and plus he was the backup guy, steps in for Kolb. You're right. All right, Brian, you are locked in.
Thanks. Again.
Have a good weekend. Let's move on to another fellow from Missouri, Herschel. Yo, Herschel, how are you?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to take 31-13, Philadelphia.
Ooh. I like you guys from Missouri. Believe it in my Eagles. 31-13. Okay, so, yeah, because McNabb could get sacked a bunch, not convert the third downs, and they have trouble putting points on the board.
Yeah, a lot of trouble putting points on the board.
Yeah, that's the problem with McNabb. And if he has another one of those games, that's there's a good chance of that happening in Philadelphia. All right, we've got you down, my friend. Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Dr. E in Kentucky. Dr. E driving that bag of bolts down the highway somewhere, I bet.
Yes, I am, honey.
I'm totally with you. You are a man after my heart, because I'm just totally like you, where I will drive the car until the wheels fall off, because I do not want to have heavy car payments like the rest of America.
Exactly. That's the reason I'm going to drive this in another 4 or 5 years before I buy a new one.
Exactly. Good for you.
It's got 290,000 miles on it now. She's still going strong.
I love it. What do you think happens? Philly wins this or Redskins?
Oh, Philly's going to win it. I'm just hard coming up with a score.
Well,
we've
got 31-13, 35-21. I said lower. I said 27-14.
How about 21-10?
21-10. That's a good one. 21-10. All right, Dr. E, you own it.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. You have a good night. What's rest of it? Good morning. What's rest of the morning? What's left in the morning? Easy for me to say. How many miles did he say out on that car? 250? Whew. That's a lot of miles. All right. Let's go to Clifford in Missouri. Hey, Cliff.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
I think I'm going to go with Philadelphia 27-24.
Let me make sure no one has that. Do, 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 do. You've been paying attention. 27-24, Philly, you own it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one. That's a good score. Wow, 27. How many people? Jose said, well, he said the Skins to gig me, so 27 points. Cliff said 27 points. Dan said 27. Deb said 27. Clarence said 27. I said 27. Wow, a lot of 27s floating around out there. How about this? Dave in Kentucky. To what do we owe this honor? You're not sending us in something on the internet.
Dave in Vermont.
Dave in Vermont. I love it. I love that you're that you. Yeah, see, I was so shocked. I didn't even get the place right, but you called us. That's great. How are you doing?
Not bad. Computer system's down, so I had to call.
Okay, there you go. What's the weather like in Vermont right now?
Raining.
Is it? You know what? How far are you away from Killington?
Oh, probably 50 miles.
That's it. You know, Killington has a special place in my heart. I broke my leg smacking into a lift pole in Killington when I was in high school.
Don't do that again, okay?
I won't. It's the ice. It's the ice. You know how it's icy there. All right, Dave. What? It's tough. What do you think? Who do you think wins, Philly or the Redskins?
Okay, I got another 27 score for you, but that's all for right. Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So Philadelphia is going to have 42.
Oh, there you go. So Philly 42, Washington 27. I like it.
Yes.
I mean, this has potential for a big-time blowout written all over it. All right, stay warm, my friend, there in Vermont.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Rick in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hey, Rick.
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
It's a little chilly here tonight, but it's not too bad.
All right. You can't complain then. So what do you think? You like the Eagles or Redskins?
Yeah, I think the Eagles is going to have it this time. It's not going to be no blowout, I don't believe. Let's go 24-20.
24-20. All right, we have a bunch of 24s out there, too, so that works. We have 24-13. All right, you own that score. You got it, Rick.
All righty.
All right, thanks. You have a good one. You were saying that they're trailing off. Thinking of you people in Kentucky, I'm thinking of those... Last time I was in Kentucky, anybody out there eat those Little Debbie snack cakes? You know what I'm talking about? Those, I think they're called Goo Goo Clusters. Oof. Driving down the road with a like case, the people I was with had a whole thing of those, and I have to say they were pretty good at like 3 o'clock in the morning. How about Richard listening to us in Kentucky? Hey, Richard.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. It's been a while since I talked to you, but I'm going to have to ruin your night. I'm going to take Washington 24, Philly 21, only because I think Michael Vick is going to, Donovan McNabb is going to have one of those games like he had against Dallas the first week of his season.
All right, so 24-21. I mean, he has something to prove in a way because he wanted to stay in Philly. So
right. He
didn't like having to go to the Redskins. He would have rather been there with the other quarterbacks underneath him and finished it out there and then won a Super Bowl to get everybody off of his back about that. So he does have an axe to grind. I agree with that. It'll be a tough day for those Philly fans if that happens. Thanks, Richard.
All righty.
You have a good weekend. 800-259-5791 if you want to jump in on the action. 800-259-5791. As I've said, you can certainly get to us through the Internet. It was such a surprise when Dave in Vermont decided to call in because usually he's one of the guys that does do the Internet thing. We have a couple of people that have already sent guesses in through the Internet. This one's from Clay Pigeon. I love that. Clay Pigeon. Clay Pigeon likes the Skins to win this one, saying Donovan McNabb is going to surprise a lot of people. That's what he says. And he thinks the final score is going to be 48-27. 48-27. Oh, that'd be like a 3 Advil game for me. Because, of course, I'm going to be watching this, and I don't want to see Philadelphia lose, much less lose by that score. This one is from Pamela. Pamela says, Philly all the way. How could anyone pick against the Birds when they're at home? I don't know a lot about football, but I know a little, and I don't believe the defense will let Vic down in the team, and when he's on the field, I don't see a lot of turnovers and problems. So I'm going to say, I think, Kate, the final score is 38-14, Philly. 38-14, wow. All right, Chris is listening to us in Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. Are you picking Philly?
Yes.
Of course.
30-17.
All right, 30-17. All right, you are in the books, as they say, Chris.
Okay, great.
All right, you have a good weekend. 30-17. All right, that's not bad. You might have a different take on the game. 800-259-5791. If you just tuned in and you don't understand why we're not nailing politicians or kvetching about the Bush tax cuts or some other thing, it's because we're nailing the score. We do this every week throughout the football season and into the playoffs, too. If you call in and you correctly nail the score, besides the whole bragging rights thing, which is really tough to do, you win the prize pack, and it is, my friends, loaded. I don't think I've given away such good stuff in any place that I've ever worked, and that includes the Fan in New York. So 800-259-5791. More Nail the Score in just a minute.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com,
but not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Here's boy standing on a corner, somebody.
All right, welcome back to Nail the Score. We've got some remaining moments, so if you want to try to take a guess at this game, Philly and the Redskins, who do you think wins and what do you think the final score is, call us at 800-259-5791. We have scores like this one from Dan in Texas, who said Philly 27-21. Brian in Missouri said Philly 35-21. Jose in Kentucky, just to light me up, said Skins 27-14, and there were a slew of other guesses across the board, like Dr. E, who picked Philly 21-10. So a lot of people overwhelmingly picking Philadelphia in this one, but who knows where it goes in the end. It is a guess, kind of like filling up those lottery tickets. How about Jeff in Kentucky? Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
I thought I'd call you. Everyone else in the state of Kentucky has called you tonight. Thought I'd get my shot in.
There you go. What do you say?
I say Philly 30-10.
Ooh, 30-10. You know what? Chris in Connecticut said 30-17, so that'll be fun when you're watching that game or when you see the score anyway that comes down. Are you a big football fan?
Yeah, pretty. I kind of like the Bengals when they got a team around here, but hasn't been lately.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. If you're in Lexington, most people would root for the Bengals, and I like how you say that it hasn't been lately. Of course, there have been some great people that have played for the Bengals, but they just can't get it all together.
Yeah. But yeah. What about those red legs?
You think red legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they might be able to take down the Phillies this year.
Oh, thank you. I hope not. I think this is the best Philadelphia team, to be honest, better than last year's and better than the year that before that when they won the World Series. I like the pitching rotation better, and I think they're stronger. So we'll see there, Mr. Jeff. But go Phillies. 800-259-5791. Dan in Kentucky. Hello, Dan. Dan the man, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cool. Dan, what do you think? Are you going to pick the Skins or are you picking Philadelphia?
I'm picking the Skins.
I knew it. Okay, what do you think the score is going to be?
31-23.
Ooh, 31-23. So this is like Donovan McNabb's revenge against the Eagles?
Yeah, that's a lot of it. You know, the Eagles fans are brutal people. But Donovan can handle it until we get to the playoffs. So I'm kind of brutal myself, I guess.
You're right. It's the playoffs where he disappoints. He's not a brutal quarterback when you look at his techniques. And I mean, look, the guy sacrifices when he scrambles for first downs. But he has those up and down games in the playoffs. You can't do that.
I know.
And
but I think he'll get his revenge, and I think they'll. I got Vic running all over the place.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns and, what's that, 9 field goals?
Yeah.
3 field goals?
14-3. So that would be 14, yeah. 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
23.
I
got him 31-23.
31-23. You own it, Dan. Redskins, you got it.
Hey, thank you.
All right, you too. You have a good weekend. A Skins fan. The Skins, they pump money in different directions and they can't come up with the answer either. That's why I think Daniel Snyder was psyched to get McNabb thinking, I'll say this, if the Skins win this game, that'd be a good turnaround game for them. Turnaround in the sense it's very early in the season, but one of those momentum games that players always talk about. Well, you know, it was back when we went to Philadelphia, and nobody gave us any chance to win that game, and we did what, XYZ. That's what coaches look for, too. And that, trust me, that this game has been circled for a long time on Donovan McNabb's calendar. Bob in Vermont, hello.
Hello. First-time caller.
Oh, I'm glad you called. Are you a football fan?
Yeah.
Good.
Wait, and I'll pick the Phillies 30-17.
30-17. I think someone has 30-17. Didn't I say that?
I don't know. I just tuned in.
All right. Let me make sure. Well, we have 30. Yeah, Chris in Connecticut has 30-17. You can take the 30, but you can change the other.
Yeah, all right.
30-14. All right, so 30-14 Philly. 30-14. Are you, if you're kind of a football fan, are you more a Giants fan?
Yeah, kind of, actually. Yep.
I used to do a football show for Fox, and I did one for the Fan, Bob, and everybody that would call me from Vermont, most of them were either Giant fans or Patriots.
Yeah, that's kind of up in the air with me.
You like the team that's winning.
Yes.
There you go. I understand that. Front runners, it's all good. Bob, I'm glad you found us. Keep listening, and we've got your score down. Thank you. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Got this one from Little Bob in Kentucky. He says, my God, Kate, you should run for governor of Kentucky. All these people calling in from the, as you call it, bluegrass state, they must love you. I got to say, I want to pick the Skins, but I just can't do it. I think Philadelphia wins this one, and I think the final score is going to be 45-27. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. So you're in the books. Trey in Kentucky, our horseman. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know what? I was thinking of you the other day. I was at the movies, and there was a preview for Secretariat. You know, they did a movie on Secretariat that comes out, I think, next week or the week after.
Oh, yeah. We're counting down. Can't wait.
I can't wait either. When I was growing up, I heard about Secretariat so much, I think from the time I was probably five. I'm not kidding you. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see that movie. I really am. What do you think? Who do you like, Philly in this one?
No. Sorry, Kate.
Skins. Okay, what's the score going to be?
I'm going to make it kind of odd tonight. I'm going to go with the Skins 31-27.
31-27. Well, we had some other people say 31, but not 31-27. We have others that are saying, like Dan in Kentucky said 31-23. All right, you're in the books. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Kate.
All right, you know, this is like all T names. We have Trey, Tyler, and Travis. Okay, and they're all in Kentucky. Tyler in Kentucky. Hey, Tyler. Hello. Can you hear me? Tyler. I hope you've not fallen asleep at the wheel because I can hear that you're in a car. Can you hear us? Oh, we got to let him slide. You're going to have to call back. So we move from Tyler to Travis. Hey, Travis. Travis. We might have lost Travis, too. Okay, so Tyler and Travis, if you call before the hour is up, and even if the music's playing, we'll try to get Donovan to get your score as long as you hit it before the top of the hour. Oh, that's frustrating when you get on and then you just lose contact maybe with the cell phone or whatever. All right, we have a couple of other quick guesses I'll throw in here from the internet, send in to our, through the email, americatonight.net. This one is from Little Elm. I like that nickname. Little Elm. Kate, I have to pick your Eagles, even though I'm a lifelong Cowboy fan and I hate the Eagles. But I think they win this game, and I think the final score is 27-7. I really honestly think it's going to be a long, hard day for the Redskins. Thanks. Okay, then we've got this one from Brooke. And Brooke says, I like the Skins in this game. The revenge factor could be really big for Donovan McNabb. I think he wins this one, and the people in Philly are booing at least through the fourth quarter. The final score will be 32-10. 32-10. Boy, talk about an oddball score. Hey, it can happen. It's just, like I said, like picking lottery numbers. Thanks to everybody who called and everybody who sent in their emails. Good luck to everybody for this week's Nail the Score.